Then.
Dang, that was Acid Rain by Sleep Circle. And guess what? We have the entire band in the studio. Say hello, guys.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
All right, introduce yourselves one by one. Tell us what you do, what you play.
I'm Jake. I am the singer.
Hey, I'm Ian. I'm the bass player.
My name's Paul. I play guitar.
I'm Andrew. I play the drums.
My name's Kavion, and I play the guitar.
Oh, excellent. All right. And last time I saw you, Jake, was at the Rickshaw, and you guys had a sold-out show.
Yeah, Return of Rock, October, I think that was 2021. We were still mid-panini, as I like to call it.
Yeah.
And it was great to meet you.
Yeah, I know. It was so awesome. I found you in the crowd because you're quite tall. How tall are you?
6'3 without shoes on and probably 6'5 depending on the shoes, maybe 6'6.
Yeah, so it was easy to spot you. Yeah, so we did our quick little interview back in that day. And tell me about the sound of your band.
Well, I think we're... for people who like listening to heavy rock.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have, like, I think, really strong melodies, guitar harmonies, bass lines. There's something for everybody in our music. If you're one of those people that, like, only listens to the bass or something, you'll love listening to our band.
It's actually just one long bass solo, every album.
Can I say something, DJ Betty?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, I was reviewing for the show tonight, mm-hmm. and I got your website. Very fancy, nice, and easy to follow and stuff. And I started going through some of the songs, and right away it just reminded me of a band way back 12, 15 years ago, Alice in Chains.
Oh, yeah.
Never Alice in Chains.
It has that grunge rock appeal.
Definitely a big influence on it.
Yeah, a big... It's very much grunge-influenced, the rock, because it sounded very much the same as Alice in Chains from back... Google them, and you'll see.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
We all love that band.
Yeah. We love that band. I think I've been to like 4 or 5, maybe 6 of their concerts, but at this point.
I just
take a notepad now and just like sort of copy down.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you guys have so many shows coming up. Tell me about the one that's coming up this Saturday.
This Saturday at Bully's in New Westminster. Ian, who are we playing with again?
Why would you ask me? I have a terrible memory.
Ooh.
League of Corruption.
Yep. Yes.
Okay, that's one. And then we are also playing with War for Your Money.
War for Your Money.
And Hunting Giants.
And Hunting Giants. And we're going to play some League of Corruption right now. Here's Something
excited.
In the Water on Ooh. CJSF. And we're back with John in the house. He has some announcements to make.
Running on February 24th, 2023, from 5 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., it's the Cultural Night Black History Month, SOCA. Details. On February 24th from 5 to 9 p.m., SFU students of Caribbean and African ancestry will be hosting a cultural night for the Black History Month event. Unique and delicious African cuisine, DJ set, music, and a dance floor will be provided. Local Black artists will be performing for this special night. Definitely 360 photo booth, a red carpet, and at the venue will be Instagrammable. Go to SFU SOCA Instagram account for more information, and for $10 ticket purchase, you are ready for partying at the African Caribbean mood. Come join to feel this culture at the SFUB, at the SUB ballroom at SFU. Don't forget to wear your African Caribbean outfits. All right, man. Where the venue is at the SUB ballroom, fifth floor, February 24th from 5 p.m. to 9:30. The address is 8888 University Drive, Burnaby, BC. For more information, go to www.instagram.com/P/CNXX91APK4K/.
Yeah, man. All right, and we're going to get to the Metal Meltdown show promo, and we'll be back with more Sleep Circle.
Is that a normal part of your singing?
That's the way I've always sung. That's just my song.
Are there subliminal duets?
Absolutely not.
The Metal Meltdown, a show that brings you melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Back. Sleep Circle, yo. All right. Now tell me about, if they miss this Saturday show, where can they catch you next?
We're going to be playing March 31st at the Wise Hall in East Van. We're playing with some really awesome bands. Two of them are coming up from the States, Death Chant and Kadabra. And then we're playing as well with Mommy Fortuna, who are playing their first show in 4 years. I'm so excited.
Me too.
Super excited. And we're
going to play. Nothing like a good comeback story, am I right?
It's right. It's true.
Yes, we love them. Here's Mommy Fortuna with Be Rather on CJSF.
Thank you.
And we're back with more Sleep Circle. Hello, guys. All right. So you have another, what do you got coming on? You got a brand new single coming out. Tell me about that.
Tomorrow.
Let me put your mic on. One more time.
Tomorrow our single comes out. It's called The Knife Awaits.
Yes. So tell me about that. I see like your little music video here that it's like you want everyone to like pre-save the link, right?
Yeah, I think we're honestly begging people at this point to
like we'll pay people.
Yeah, yeah. We'll come over and do your laundry, take out the trash.
All you have to do is just go on to Spotify and pre-save the link for our song, and it'll be in your app tomorrow morning.
Amazing.
And there's also a music video for it.
Yes, and we're going to play the little clip that you got here, so let's just do that. That was amazing. And that music video looks like it was taken, was it under the bridge of Second Arrows Bridge?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. Good eye.
Second Arrows.
Yeah, so how was, who took the video? Like, did somebody help you out with that?
Yeah, he's a local guy named Diego Flores, Telescope Productions. Mm-hmm. Super awesome to work with. Very easygoing and just great at what he does.
Yeah, he did a really good job on our video. We're excited to share it tomorrow.
Fantastic. Okay, and I asked a question about who is the best with knives. Who's the chef in the group here?
This guy, Paul.
Yeah, Paul?
Yeah, it's probably Paul.
Yeah, I mean, tuck those fingers. But everybody in this band loves food. I gotta say.
Yeah, you're all good. You're all good with knives.
I think so.
Maybe think about what is your favorite dish and tell me about it.
Ooh, that is a great. Great question. I think my favorite dish is probably just pizza. I love to make homemade pizza. I got the stone, I got the peel, I got the sauce, I got the tomatoes. It's a great time.
He's from Chicago.
Chicago now. Okay, Ian, you're up next.
Yeah, I gotta say, you know what I love making? Braised short ribs.
Oh,
yeah,
nice,
like red wine or Guinness braised short ribs. Oh yeah.
I would say I like to make a nice chicken piccata.
Mm-hmm. Any red meat for me.
All right.
Any.
Yep. Not picky.
I'm really into making Thai food right now, so I'm trying to make a really spicy green curry. That's what I've been practicing these days.
Yum.
Fantastic. And we're going to play your song, Consumed. All right. Here we go.
Could there be more?
So good. OMG. All right. So, John, you wanted to tell me what you like to cook?
Well, that song was called Consume. So normally before I got on the show today, I go to Megabyte Pizza down below at the production way, and they have the best crust because it has all that sesame seeds and it's so light. And oh man, I had two. It's really good. For $8, you get two slices and a pop. So I thought to myself,
Megabyte ad?
Yeah. Well, I thought, for me, I got to travel from White Rock. So at 4 o'clock, I'm not really hungry. By the time I'm on the bus, I'm starting to get hungry, looking at all these restaurants going by. And so that's a good habit for me to have two slices of pizza and a thing because I can't be hungry on this show.
No, yeah. Definitely not. No, I'd be like in tears.
What's your soda of choice, John?
Oh, I like the Canada Dry, made with real ginger.
Yeah,
nice. Real none of that ginger.
Fake business. Yeah.
All right, guys. So, where can people find and follow your music?
Everywhere. I mean, we're on Instagram. We're on Facebook, Spotify, Apple Music,
TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok.
You want to see us dancing?
Yeah, you should. All the funny stuff is on TikTok.
It's on TikTok. It's
mostly just Jake without his shirt.
You've covered
that.
That's good.
And we actually have a really cool website that Ian made, and it's sleepcircleband.com.
Sleepcircleband.com. So follow, and then you could also get information on that new song, correct?
You got it. It's right up on the website. We'll be posting about it all over our social media. And you can listen to it tomorrow morning.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. Here's Condition with a Sleep Circle. Next show is a hip-hop show called Next Up. We'll catch you all next week.
Good know the variants are concerning, much more contagious.
COVID-19 dangerous as well.
As more contagious variants
COVID-19
feeling overwhelmed? COVID-19 has many of us struggling with self-isolation, financial hardship, and uncertainty. Now more than ever, it is crucial that you stay informed about how to take care of your mind. Anxiety Canada is a non-profit organization that works to provide you with resources to help improve your mental health. Just like any other skill, healthy coping takes practice, and Anxiety Canada is here to help. Visit anxietycanada.com/COVID-19 for free, evidence-based digital resources on how to cope and where you can get help. Take time to focus on yourself. And remember,
you are not alone.
You're listening to CJSO